Blog Talk Radio.
All Access Abdul. All Access Abdul. Get ready to get the straight-up gossip with All Access Abdul, live on Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Well, everyone, I would like to welcome back All Access Abdul. Megan and Amy are here with you. We are officially kicking off the relaunch of All Access Abdul, your home for all the straight-up Paul Abdul news and gossip. Amy, how's it going?
Good. I'm kind of cooking in the moment. I'm starving, so I'm trying to do two things at once.
Ah, okay. What are we making?
Mac and cheese.
Oh, very simple. Very simple meal.
Yeah, very simple.
So,
how are you doing?
I'm good. I just actually literally got home like maybe 20 minutes before our show started. I spent the day at our local theme park and then needed to scoot my butt home so we could do this. We could officially welcome back All Access Abdul. So this is fun. I'm excited.
Yes, our first episode back. So much to talk about.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we should start out, you know, too, with just a shout out to everyone who's listening. We want to hear from you guys. You know, if there's stuff that you want us to discuss, you know, if there's any ideas for some fun games that you want Amy and I to try to work on to play with, we want to make this all about what you guys want to hear. So you drop us a line on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. You know, if one of our listeners has either mine or Amy's number, text us, let us know what you guys want out of this, because we want to make sure you guys enjoy it just as much as we enjoy putting it together.
Yes. Absolutely. So, I mean, Amy, I can't wait to hear from other stores. That's a good question. How did it start?
Do you remember how it started, or am I the only one who remembers how it started?
I think you're the only one who remembers how it started.
Well, I mean, it was really, I think for both of us, just something out of, we were both looking to try to do something different and fun, and we came up with the idea of a podcast. And, I mean, when this first started 10 years ago, podcasting wasn't really a major thing yet, so we were kind of ahead of the curve, in, at least in that regard. But it was fun. I remember our first like big time person, that we interviewed. Do you remember who that was?
Donnie?
Yes. Yeah. We talked to Donnie. That was crazy. That was our first kind of big person that we interviewed. So, I mean, I always love when we get when we talk to different people that Paul has affiliated herself with. I know we've also spoken at length with major shout out to Barbie Engel from the International Paint Foundation. She's come on and she supported Amy and I both through this whole podcast adventure. So we know we've talked to her. But again, I mean, I want to throw it out to the listeners, like, obviously, we all know who would be the ultimate guest who's been on twice now. But who else would you guys want us to talk to? Is there someone
you know
in your mind, Amy, that you would want to interview?
Well, I just wanted to start off by saying we've had this show for a while. And someone that has also been part of the show, and I want to give a big shout-out to her, is Samantha, or a.k.a. Sam. She was actually also part of the original host, too. Nikki was another one. She used to come in all the time and kind of come in and comment and help us out a bit. But, I mean, we've had this show for a while now, and what we love, or at least what I love, is meeting other Paula fans and getting to know you guys, why are you Paula fans? What attracts you to Paula Abdul? What's your favorite song? What's your favorite project she's worked on? So my whole thing is I love to hear from you guys. I love to hear what you're up to and what's going on. And if she does continue her Paris show, what show are you hoping what show would you want to go to or whatever? So at least I'm crossing my fingers that she does continue her Paris show. I don't know, but we love to hear from you guys. And feel free to text me. Feel free to message me. I mean, everyone pretty much knows my info on Instagram or on Twitter. So, but I wanted to, give a big shout out to some of our old friends.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it started out between you and I, but there have been so many different people kind of throughout the years who have kind of, I guess the right term is they've stepped back from the fandom a little bit. So, but I mean, again, our show would not be complete without the people who listen to it and the people who enjoy it. And we're so grateful that people, when we talked about bringing the show back after God, how many years, we're still grateful that people are interested in listening. But I mean, Amy, I was thinking about this earlier. We posted on our Instagram kind of little bios about the two of us, but I think one thing that would be interesting for our listeners to know about us is exactly what you said before of what drew us to Paula and why did we end up kind of like becoming interested in her.
Yes. Do you want to share your story first while I eat my mac and cheese?
Oh, okay. Clearly it's dinner time. Amy's on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast, so it's actually almost bedtime here at 8 o'clock, and Amy's just eating dinner, so that's what's going on. But, I mean, for me, I guess I was just always drawn to the fact that she was kind, and she was never – there was never anything about her that was mean or negative or nasty toward anyone. And I still appreciate that to this day. As someone who's seen Paula a lot of times, I can tell those of you guys listening that have never met her, she's exactly who she is on TV. I mean, even more so, kinder in person. She bends over backwards for the people that she really cares about. So if you haven't had the opportunity or you're thinking about wanting to go and meet her in person, I highly, highly, highly encourage it. You will not be disappointed.
I agree. Much not much mac and cheese. Paula, oh my God, where do I begin with this? So, some of us are a little on the older side. When I was a little girl, I took dance classes. I was around a group of people, listening to her music because, her music's all about dance, getting up and, just dancing. So, I was surrounded by that. Her music has been instilled in me ever since at a young age, straight up, Forever Your Girl, Rush, Rush. I really thought, at the age of four, that song was really written about me, Forever Your Girl, but whatever. All the songs.
Hopeful dreams.
So anyways, let's jump to American Idol. So I'm hearing, oh my God, this is Paula Abdul. It's like, oh my God, I know her music. Oh my God. Oh my God, this is Paula Abdul. And one thing I love about Paula is that, and I think she has this amazing factor to her. She has this nurturing, she was the mother. So she was the nurturer of the contestants. She always saw the light in people. She never talked about the nasty. Megan said, Paula's a kind person. But that's what I love about her. She's honestly like an angel. And she's just got this great vibe, positivity about her, and she's just an absolute sweetheart. And what I love about her, she's always, like, influenced me to follow my dreams, and she's always influenced other people to follow their dreams. Something else I love about her, and what I loved about her on American Idol, was she was the judge that knew the facts about the song. Like, she knew who wrote the song. She knew the history behind the song. I don't know. And I'm at a young age, I've always loved music, so I was always, like, gravitated to that part of her. But she's always working on projects. She's always, you know, a person that's recreating herself. And I don't know, she's just, I think she's a lady with many hats, and that's what inspires me. Like, oh, my God, what else can this lady do? And, you know, something that one of her assistants had posted recently was that she's working on another project, and I can't wait to see what that is. Is she doing something with the Masked Dancer? I don't know. Is she helping American Idol out? Who knows? Or is this a brand-new project? Who knows? But I cannot wait to find out and support her on something brand-new.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I mean, speaking of projects, and you touched kind of on following your dreams and your goals, and how that's something that Paula really inspired within you. You know, I know when we first started this podcast back in 2010, so it's 11 years old now. It started in February of 2010, so We are back from our very long hiatus, but it's back nonetheless. You know, we had to work really, really hard to get her to come on and be a part of our show. And I don't know about you, Amy, but I will never forget getting the opportunity to have her come on. And to me, it's just always been unheard of that a celebrity figure of Paula's stature and of how many years of success she has, the fact that she's so accessible to her fans and she wants to be involved in things that we're creating and we're doing. I mean, the fact that she came on our radio show and shared with us some of the things that she shared with us, and I will never forget hearing her say, you know, we posed the question to her about what was it like for her to meet Gene Kelly, because those of you who are listening know that she worships Gene Kelly. And, you know, not only did she answer that question, but she really spoke from the heart about what it means to meet a lot of us and how a lot of us make her feel. And I just thought that was so important, because it goes to show you how much she really does truly care. And it's not just, you know, some silly thing for her, for people that run into her on the street. She genuinely loves talking to every single person that she can. And if you've been any of Paula's meet and greets, or you've been anywhere where Paula is, you know she does not leave until she talks to every single person that's there.
That is true. And I won't forget her taking time out to meet us at Wigs and Wishes and getting individualized photos and personal autographs to each one of us that were there. And I know I've had another, I don't want to say meet and greet, but I went to go support her. My Michaela was with me, Michaela McAdoo, and we ended up waiting outside for her after the first day of auditions. And there were some other ladies there. They were there to see Nigel, and he came out before Paula. They got a picture with her, and got a picture with him. And, you know, we were like, well, we're waiting for Paula. Can you get a picture with us and Paula? And they're like, yeah, sure, no big deal. Lo and behold, Paula comes out, and we got to say hi to her and talk to her for a bit. And one of the greatest things, too, after the pictures were taken, because it was dark and the light was very limited, she goes, did the pictures turn out okay? It was like, oh, God bless you.
Yeah, but that just speaks to who she is. Like,
right.
You know, again, I was going to bring up in our conversation as we get through the show, it's hard to believe we only have 15 minutes left, but, you know, I think the other thing, too, is, and it's especially true for me, for those of you that are listening that don't know me, I am a writer, editor, news reporter, kind of anything in that general field I have experience in. And one of the coolest things that I was able to do, and again, this goes back to the different people that Paula has introduced me to just by following her and knowing people that are close to her. I definitely really want to give a shout out to Barbie Engel and Ken Taylor from International Pain Foundation. They've worked with Paula for years on different things. And when Paula went on her Straight Up Paula tour in 2018, you know, because of Barbie and Ken, I was able to get the experience of actually putting a story together on Paula that ended up being the cover story for their very first magazine that went out on an international basis. And as a writer and as someone who's in the field, I can't begin to tell you, there's always that dream assignment. There's always that dream person that you want to talk to. And for me, it was always Paula. And to get that opportunity and to do those things with, in, you know, in conjunction with people who Paula herself is comfortable with, it means a great deal. But I guess what I relate it back to is, you know, everybody always says that, you know, when someone says that they're proud of you, or, you know, like they see all the hard work that you put in, that means a lot to people, because I feel like a lot of times hard work goes very unnoticed. And Paula was very quick to tell me that she was extremely proud of me for putting that article together, and it almost lifts the weight off your shoulder. Amy, is there anything that you've been involved in with Paula-wise that you would say is like a top memory for you?
Just us interviewing her. I mean, you and Paula are very close, very, very close. We are not as close. I think if we were in front of her, I don't think she would remember my name, but she does know my face. You know, she's just a wonderful human being, and I just appreciate my time that I've gotten to spend with her and getting to know her. She's just an all-around beautiful human being, beautiful soul. So, you know, I really don't have a really big memory other than the fact that we got to interview her business-wise.
Do you have a favorite memory of when you have interacted with her, like at a concert, a meet and greet, a show? Is there anything that sticks out in your mind as one of your favorites?
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm just grateful for all the moments and interactions that I've gotten with her. I can't say favorite. Like, favorite experiences means different things. So, like, my initial one, that meant the world to me for different reasons. I got to have my baby there with me. And when I say baby, my baby fur belly, like, she was 12 weeks and 2 days old, and I miss that dog so fucking much. But, like, that was, like, one of my favorites. Meeting her after So You Think You Can Dance with Michaela is one of my favorite experiences. The ones from Paris, you know, or not Paris, at the Flamingo, like, I don't know, just different experiences mean different things and meanings to me. So all around, I'm just grateful to have met this person who has shined a light in my life for so many years.
I mean, I can totally agree with you on that, because people ask me all the time, oh, well, what's your favorite experience? And exactly like you said, you know, I think the first one means a lot to everyone. I know it did to me, because I just never, ever thought that I would have a shot in hell of ever actually seeing her in person.
Yeah.
But different experiences mean different things. You know, one thing that sticks out in my mind is I got to go see her perform her first concert in 25 years at Mixtape Festival, and it happened to coincide with my 25th birthday. And honestly, I couldn't have spent my birthday in any other kind of way. I mean, it was just a magical experience. But at the same time, like, you know, going and supporting her at meet and greets and interacting with her in that regard, and just even simple things like, you know, when she writes me back a message on Twitter, that means the world to me too, because she, you know, she took time out of her day to reach out to me. So I guess I agree with you in the sense of, you know, everything is meaningful. It just means something different each time.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But let's switch gears here, because I think we could go on and on and on about how much we love this woman. And most of the people who are listening probably know, because I think it's a lot of our friends who have been on these experiences and excursions with us. who are going to tell you the same exact thing, that they feel the same exact way. Seriously, for a second, I mean, I want to throw out some names of some people that I think we might get an opportunity to interview. I know one person who's watching because I can see online that they're watching. But I have a feeling that we are going to end up having Barbie Engle on our show quite a bit. She's a huge supporter of both mine and Amy's radio show. Both Amy and I individually, and a huge advocate for chronic pain, pain management, advocating self-care, all of that. So Barbie has a really unique perspective on some of the different, challenges that Paula's been through when it comes to her health, and how it's a miracle that she's able to do a full-blown residency. So I'm sure we will have her on at some point. Is there anyone in your mind, Amy, a friend of Paula's, you know, someone she works with, that you would like to have on?
I mean, I know people, but I'm also want to respect the friendships and relationships that I have with those people. So by all means, Megan, you know people.
Well, no, but I'm talking about, you know, like people that we both know of, you know, like, I mean, I'm going to throw another name out there. I think Billy Blanks Jr. would be an awesome person for us to talk to, and not just about his relationship with Paula, but, you know, his Lifetime show and how dance has changed his life. And, you know, I guess that's more what I'm asking is, what do you, you know, is there someone out there that has either worked with her or done something with her that we could interview, not about their experience with her, but what they're doing now?
I think someone who would be two people that'd be interesting if we can get on the show. Granted, I don't know how we can go about doing this without, like, paying an arm and a leg, but I think it would be cool to have Jordan Sparks come on and or Ashley Tisdale.
Oh, two good names. Yeah. I mean, I would love to hear Jordan Sparks' side of her experience of the Masked Dancer, which I think I haven't heard anything about it being renewed for a second season just yet. Have you heard anything, Amy?
No, I have not, but there is some contact information I could share with you. But I think it'd be awesome to interview her also because she said that she was an idol of hers. And I don't know, just to hear from Jordan and everything that she's gone through, like, she's just another amazing human. But that and I think Ashley Tisdale. So, yeah, just a couple other, I don't know, it would be cool to interview them, see how the Masked Singer was, or the Masked Dancer. Sorry, I'm like in Masked Singer mode. Anyone watching Masked Singer? I'm obsessed with Masked Singer.
I was into it in the very beginning when it first came on, and then I just kind of dropped off watching it. I mean, I do look to see who gets revealed every week,
yeah,
if that makes sense.
Yeah,
and they've had some pretty interesting...
Interesting what?
They've just had interesting people on the show.
Kermit,
I mean,
the Frog.
I've been dying for Paula to go on.
I think I would love to see her sitting between Jenny and what's his name, the doctor.
Ken.
Because I don't know, I just Ken. Yes, thank you. I just and Jenny has her own podcast. I would love Paula to be on Jenny's podcast. I would love to see them interact with one together. I love Jenny.
So we spoke a little bit about projects before, and you alluded to the project of that we've seen a picture of a trailer door that has Paula's name on it. So there's not too much that we know about other than she is working on something. But is there one project that Paula hasn't done yet that you think would be that you would like to see her do?
That she hasn't done that I would love to see her do. Yeah, I want to see her work at, like, Burger King or, like, Taco Bell or something. I want to see her, like, I want to walk in and see her be sitting behind the counter or handing out fast food. That's what I would love to see.
Paula's straight-up taco restaurant. Okay. Wait, you know what? We're gonna pitch that. Like, you know, straight-up Burger King or, you know, something.
Or you jump. That or she's driving an Uber and you get into the vehicle and you're talking to the Uber driver and she turns around and she's like, I'm Paula Abdul. Like, I don't know. She's just interacting
I'm not going to comment on that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Would you love to see her do?
Well, I would love for her to write a memoir about her life, and I feel like she has so many different directions that she could take a book like that, you know, whether it be, a memoir / self-help where she talks about different strategies that have helped her in the past, whether it just be a straight-up memoir, no pun intended, whether it just be something fun. I don't know, but I mean, that's one thing that she doesn't have. There's biographies written about her, but there's nothing that she herself has actually written. So that's definitely something down the line that I hope she would consider.
Yeah. And honestly, I know people put their nose up about American Idol because of what had happened, but right now, they're doing this thing with mentors, and it's like right now I'm just so incredibly impressed by the show and them having all these different people come in, like Jewel, Josh Stone, and all these other big names to mentor the Idol contestants right now, and I would love to see her actually do that.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. That would be interesting to see her be a part of.
It would, and that's one of the things she loved about American Idol was she loved to mentor the contestants way back when. But this would be a whole different whole way of seeing it or them airing that, you know? So, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff, I guess. But, yeah, so. And just see her, like.
Well, Amy, we have 2 minutes left. We have 2 minutes left on our show, so. I want to kind of wrap it up a little bit and just, I guess, maybe throw some questions at our listeners and, you know, say, again, we started off the show with this. If there is something that you would like Amy and I to discuss or there's if you guys have any comments, you have any topics that you'd like us to talk about, please let us know. Text one of us, call one of us, send us a message on Instagram, send us a comment on Twitter. We would love to hear from you guys. You know, even Amy and I, when we restarted this, we said this was going to be something where we want to know from you guys what you want to hear and what you want to learn about. So you have to, please engage with us, talk to us, let us know if there's something interesting going on that you want covered, because Amy and I are open to any and all ideas.
Yes. Bye, 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 bye. Do, do, you love me.
Oh, God.
Do, 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 you love me. Bye, guys.
You
know, until next week.
I'm just going to throw this out there. We only have a minute left, so this is going to be rather quick. But bursting into song, that's a Barbie Engle trademark. That is something she does every single time I talk to her. So I feel like we got to let Barbie have her musical moments at some point when we interview her. Amy, any last comments for our listeners right now?
Well, I look forward to talking to the fans and seeing what they want to hear or want to see us do. This is what I love about the show. And until next week, have a great week. Wear your mask.
Make sure everyone tunes in next week, the 18th. It will be April 18th at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 o'clock p.m. PST. Any questions, comments, shoot us a line, Twitter, Instagram. You can follow us on Instagram at AllAccessAbdul, and we will chat with you guys next week. So, Amy, thank you. I'm excited. I'm glad we're back doing this. And I will chat with you next week.
Yes. Bye, guys.
Bye.